Put him through.
Jeff.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
You guys got a great conversation going on there. Just one thing I got that I'm thinking along these lines is that for the most part, this whole thing is like a controlled opposition from the get-go. There's such a minutia going on with the infighting that I think that that's part of their game. They love the fact that we've got these fights going across the boards, whether it's on shows, whether it's on these blog sites, getting in the media, discussing these things back and forth. That it takes up so much time, apart from the actual research, that it creates a drama, a soap opera that's going on, and then we forget what's really going
what's
on.
What's important, what's central to understanding what happened on 9/11. You're absolutely right, Jeff. You're right on. And especially if they can find some little things. This is the way the Republicans operate in politics, you know, like this magnificent Obama speech last night. They would try to find something and then zoom in on that one little thing and focus on that as that were the whole case. When I had Ace Baker last on my show, he made a remark in passing about having received some hate mail from, and he mentioned the name of Andrew Johnson, who happens to be a close associate of Judy's. And Andrew just latched on that and denied he had any hate mail. And I said, and he wanted to come on the show and make this big formal statement about it. And I said, well, what is hate mail? You know, and he refused to define it. He says he's not going to get drawn into definitions. But if you can't define what hate mail is, how in the world can you know that you haven't sent it? I said, well, have you sent any stuff to Ace that is, defensive or hypercritical or even hostile? And he wouldn't even answer the question, because that would all be borderline hate mail, which doesn't require specifically that you be denigrating somebody on the basis of racial or ethnic or whatever grounds. It's any form of really hostile, harassing kind of mail. So it may well be he actually sent it. But he was making a big deal out of it when the real issues had to do with video fakery, planes or no planes.
I want to just see, we only have 10 minutes left. We have a couple of commercial breaks.